This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Goodly and Grave in a Case of Bad Magic by Justine Windsor. Read by Cassandra Harwood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A Ball of Magic. Lucy Goodly dodged sideways. A flurry of sparks whizzed past, just missing her ear. Instead, they hit the chimney breast behind her and sputtered out, leaving a faint smell of burning, as well as a large scorch mark on Lady Tabitha Grave's nose. Not the real Lady Tabitha Grave, but her portrait, which hung over the fireplace.
"Excellent," said Lord Grave. "Your turn now. Concentrate. Create your own attack sparks and return fire."
Bathsheba, Lord Grave's black panther, blinked her yellow eyes before slinking off behind one of the sofas, as though she understood what was about to happen. Lucy narrowed her eyes and focused her thoughts on the spell in hand. As Lord Grave had instructed her earlier, she imagined all the warmth in her body rushing towards her fingers. As she did so, her fingertips grew hotter and hotter, until they felt as though they would burst into flames. When she felt she couldn't bear the heat a second longer, she raised her hand behind her head, and then, as if she was throwing an invisible ball, flung it forward.